about this concept called anisthetis, which is a conspiracy theory. We're at the end of the Mishnah, Hey, and then we'll do the Gemara and Hey, and Beis. But really, it begins from the Mishnah, where we know we've gotten down pat now, halacha of Edom Zomim. And now what we're going to discuss today is what happens if the Edom Zomim is on steroids, so to speak, if there's a lot of different variables that are going on. So the Mishnah tells us the very end. Let's say we have the following. We have two witnesses who step forward, and they have with them, right, and they testify about somebody. Bo acherim, but comes along two other people and say the following. Vehezimum, the two guys who came forward, you have the following. Let's go. Reuven kills Shimon. Vada Reuven, always kill Shimon, stay away from Reuven. And then we have a scenario where Levi and Yehuda come and testify about Reuven. Good. But then, and they say that he was killed, but comes along two people and say, no. Yisachar Zvul says, Levi and Yehuda, you couldn't possibly know about Reuven because you're with us in the terrible state of Chicago. Even if there's 100 people, meaning, even if people keep coming, let's say you have Lev and Yehuda, and Yisachar Zvul say, no, you're with us. Boom, we kill him. Then you have another two, Bill and Ted. Boom, we kill him. Because Yisachar Zvul are saying, everybody was with us in Chicago. This is Rashi's understanding of the Mishnah. And then comes Beryl and Shmerel. And Yisachar Zvul and Taka, they were in Chicago also. I guess everybody was at one game. Right? The halacha is, Kulam Yeheragu. Each and every one, even the 100 groups that come, they all get killed. Like the din of Edom Zomim. Because the Torah gives believability to Yisachar Zvul. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and he says, Istatis Hizu. This is an istatis. This is a conspiracy. I guess that's the word that we'll use. That's not a great word. Here you go. This is an istatis, and Eino Nelrag Elakas Rishona Bilvad. We only kill the first group. So, according to Yehuda, the following is the scenario. You have Reuven, who allegedly killed Shimon, comes along Levi and Yehuda, they testify, Azoi. Comes along Yisachar Zvul and says, Levi and Yehuda with us in Chicago, we kill Levi and Yehuda. Comes along Beryl and Shmuel and says, you know, I saw Reuven kill Shimon. Comes along Yisachar and Zvul and say, no, you're with us in Chicago. In this case, we do not kill Beryl and Shmuel because this is what's called an istatis, and we are concerned that there is some sort of conspiracy going on. Okay. So, if you look in Rashi, well, you don't have Rashi in front of you, but if you do, it says, Hakas Hazos, Kas Shal Eda Sara Visachahi. This is a Kas of like a wayward Edus, okay, and it's tilted. Kach Nat Lu Eitza Benem, they had the following advice between them. Leos, as call, right, what they do, Lahazim is call Habala Hayidala, to slug up everybody who would come afterwards.
So okay. They conspired amongst themselves, or they conspired with the Nidom?
Good. We're going to get there. Oh. Good. What is Reuven's involvement in this case? Is it Reuven or is it the Edom? So according to Rashi, simple understanding of Rashi that we just read, it's on the Edom, and Reuven has nothing to do with it. Okay, now, let's turn our attention to Haman Beis, where there the Gemara talks about it, and there's a parallel Gemara. So pay attention to the parallel Gemara, because the parallel Gemara has to be parallel. Okay, that's important. So sometimes when the Gemara just does something and you don't focus on the details, we lose out. So let's focus on the details, and as we do that, we'll understand. Asks the Gemara the following question. A istitus hizu. What is this case of istitus? Right? Remember in the case we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, only according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a conspiracy theory, we only kill the first group. Asks the Gemara a simple question. Why do we kill Nebuch, Levi, and Yehuda? Because they were the first ones to testify that Reuven killed Shimon, and all of a sudden Yisachar and Zvul said they were in Chicago. But if we're going to say that everybody else is gone, why do we kill Levi and Yehuda? Levi and Yehuda should survive like everybody else. Why do we throw them under the bus? Answers the Gemara, Amrei Babo, Shekidmu Vehargu. The answer is, because they're already dead. Right? The Mishnah is dealing with a case that Levi and Yehuda testified that Reuven killed Shimon, Yisachar and Zvul said they were in Chicago, Levi and Yehuda were put to death. Then all of a sudden, who shows up next? Beryl and Shmerel, and Levi and Yehuda, and then Yisachar and Zvul. No, Beryl and Shmerel was in Chicago as well. Whoa! Now all of a sudden, Yehuda says, is this? So you shouldn't have killed Levi and Yehuda. The answer is, you're right. You shouldn't have killed Levi and Yehuda, but guess what? They're dead already. So if they're dead already, you can't do anything about it. Afilu Kasri Shalom says, Amaravo, answers, Shekad Muvahargu, they're already dead. Maida Have. Whatever was, Right? The Gemara used funny. The kids actually knew this. We learned Makkos. Last year we learned Psachim. So Mai Dahava Hava was also used in Psachim. So the kids were able to make the transition by the Hava Hava back into the story as to why we do Haseba, perhaps according to one opinion, why we lean only by the third and fourth coast, because the first and second, what was. Okay, anyway. But they remember the expression, Mai Dahava Hava, what was. I'm sorry if you're cold. Somebody's working on the heat downstairs. Okay, Elamar Rava. So now Rava says the following. Elamar Rava, because of this kasha, the Gemara explains the mission in a different way. Hachi Kamar, Im Eina Elakas Achas, if there's only one group that came to Mechayev the Nidon, that came to testify against Reuven, and then two people came, Neheregis, they do get killed. But Iyikatfei, if there's more than just Levi and Yehuda testifying about Reuven and Shimon, then the halacha would be Ein Harogin, even the first group, because it appears that the Edim who are coming to testify are liars. Okay, the Gemara says, but wait a second. How could you explain the Mishnah in that way with only one group? Ha Bilvad Kamar. The language of the Mishnah says Bilvad, meaning we only kill them and nobody else. The appearance is if that everybody was there at the same time. We only kill the first group. We only kill Levi and Yehuda, even though who was there? Even though Beryl and Shmuel was there, even though Bill and Ted was there, even though everybody wanted to kill Reuven is there, we only kill Levi and Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Kasha. Now, it's very important to note, Rashi says in a number of places, whenever you have a Kasha, it doesn't mean we slug up the Sugya. It just means we have a Kasha on that particular case. It doesn't mean that we slug anything up. If it was a Teku, if it was a Tiyufta, we would slug it up. But a Kasha doesn't necessarily slug it up. Okay, now we're going to do a little bit of Gemara. That's important. Before we get into the heart and meat of the Sugya, we do this Gemara, because through this Gemara, and we're going to have a different lens to see our case. Okay, we have a story of a woman. There was a woman, the Asa Sade, that brought witnesses to Bezin that they should help her out, like in a monetary case of sorts. So, right, we have Mrs. who brings witnesses, Vishtaker, and it was brought a raya that these witnesses, in fact, were liars. I see Sade, so this woman doesn't give up. Like a good woman, she's going to keep going. And she brings more witnesses. Vishtaker, and they lied. The second group of witnesses lied. Not Zomein, but they were lied. They were caught to be liars. Azlai, she said, Deachrini, so now the woman is persistent. She goes and gets a third group of witnesses. Delay Ishtaker, and they weren't called liars. Right? They survived the Chakiris of the Dayanim, when they sequester the Edom and they ask them all kinds of questions, the scrutiny, if you will, of the judges. So I'm Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, since the first two groups were already slugged up, Hochsukazu, this woman is believed to be a liar. Therefore, we don't accept any more testimony that she'll bring the third time. Okay? So Amalei Rabbi Elazar, Sir Elazar says back to Rish Lakish, Imhi Hochsuka, if she is no longer believed, because she's always going to bring witnesses that are false, Kol Yisrael Mihochsuku, do we really slug up all of the witnesses that we don't listen to them anymore? Why would that be? We should accept Zimnin. I'm sorry, we should accept testimony. So we have Machlokas here between Rabbi Elazar, which is later going to be Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, as to once somebody's proven to be a liar, do we continue to believe them or not? So we want to parallel the Machlokas, and we'll see in a moment how the Machlokas Sim, or the Machlokasai, get parallel. A little bit more in the Gemara. Zimnan, another case. They were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. So now you have Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Before, remember, it was Reish Lakish and Rabbi Eliezer. So now we have Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. This is important to the story. Mm-hmm. A similar story came up where a woman came and brought witnesses once, twice, and a third time. Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said his famous sheet of Huxukazu. This woman has already proven to be a liar, and we don't believe her. Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Yochanan back to her, Im Huxukazu, if this woman, if we don't believe anymore, if we say that this woman is machzik, if she's presumed to bring false witnesses, call Yisrael mihuchzuku. Is all Yisrael muchzuk that we don't to listen to her? No, who says they can listen to her? Meaning, she might go around and look for people, but who says that they're going to lie? We don't know that. We don't assume Klal Yisrael is a bunch of liars. So now, who said that this time? It was Rabbi Yochanan. It wasn't Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar was there. So when they turned around to look at Rabbi Elazar, he was embarrassed. Amalei, Reish Lakish then said to Rabbi Elazar, Shamat Bili mi Bar Nafcha v'lo amart l'shmei. You heard something from him, from the Bar Nafcha, from the Rabbi Yochanan, and you didn't say it? Okay, that's a side point to the story. You should always say things b'shem omro to bring gula.
It's actually fascinating, just in light of the story, with the also Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish when he gave him a look and Reish Lakish
yeah.
died, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And afterwards, Rabbi Lezer, you know, tried to agree with everything he
that
said.
That was Rabbi Lezer about Pedas. You think it was the same Rabbi Lezer?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure it's the same three people. I mean, they're contemporaries. And then so Rabbi Lezer agreed with everything he said.
It wasn't
you agree with everything I say? I need someone to argue with
yeah.
everything.
Oh, Chavrusa Masusa. Yeah. I am above Metzia Pagim. I think it's above Metzia Pagim.
It's Mentes.
It's later.
Or
I don't know.
Nuntes.
It's in Bavmasi, yeah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Waxman has a beautiful song on it. So now the Gemara wants to equate the Machlokas in. The Machlokas we just had between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, and the Machlokas we had in our Mishnah between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda as to the conspiracy theory. Let's see the Gemara. Lema, let us say Reish Lakish, the Amar Kerab Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kerab Yochanan. Durabana. How so? Because in our case that we just read with the woman, Reish Lakish says, that's it. Once you lie twice, we don't believe you anymore. Similarly, once one group of Edom Zomim come, we don't believe you anymore. That's it. You don't lose your chance. It's this. That's Rabbi Yehuda. It's a conspiracy theory. On the other hand, the Rabbanan over there say, you keep killing people. We don't buy into this conspiracy theory. Everybody's an independent witness. So just like he says that in the Mishnah, similarly in our case, Rabbi Yochanan just said, just because people lie doesn't mean that the people are going to continue to lie and listen to the women to lie. So that's what the Gemara wants to say, is a parallel machlokas between the two groups of Edom. Good morning.
Good morning.
I figured today would be hot coffee day, not iced coffee day, yeah?
Yeah.
So this is where we're holding now, that there's a parallel machlokas between these two. Okay, and if you look, this is the way it's set up on my little sheets here. I made it nice and neat if you're an Excel person. The first box, okay, is the initial understanding of the two. You have Rabbanan, where he says, Kulam Yeharagu, everybody gets killed. We don't believe in the conspiracy theory. Rabbi Yochanan says, Imhuksukuzu, call Yisrael Mihuksuku. Just because these two people listen to her, these two groups, does that mean everybody else is going to listen to her? No, we believe the next group of witnesses who come forward. Similarly, Rabbi Yehuda says, Isatisizu, this is a conspiracy. A, we only kill the first group. And the Reish Lakish says, Huksukuzu, this group, this woman is believed to be a liar, and therefore we don't believe anybody anymore. This is the initial understanding of the parallel machlokas. Now, we're going to shift gears, and we're going to try to make it classic, that everybody's going to be able to fit in the opinion of Rabbanan, and why it's an exception to the rule, why both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are going to fit into the opinion of Rabbanan, and then we're going to say that both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are going to fit into the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But keep in mind, when we do these, how it's going to relate to our original case. Says the Gemara, Armalacha Reish Lakish, who initially was only on the team of Rabbi Yehuda, I could even shtim with the opinion of Rabbanan by Edom Zom, who say it's, and I don't have to say it's an istatis. How so? Diad kan loikemi Rabbanan hasam. Up until now, Rabbanan only say their opinion over there. That what? That we don't say the people who are mezim are shakranim. The leika dekamahader, because nobody's going and collecting the witnesses. In our case, the woman is going to collect witnesses. In that case, the Nidon, Reuven, who's accused of killing Shimon, wouldn't necessarily go around and go look for people. Why not? Because the assumption is, you know where Reuven is at this point? Jail. So if Reuven's in jail, he has no shot at going around. So therefore, says the Gemara, Deleka de Gamhadr, Avahacha, but in the case of the woman, which is a monetary case, where she's just looking for somebody to say that she's owed money by somebody, Ikaha de Gamhadr. There is her who can go around. So now, we could fit everybody in. If you go to my second little table over here, we have the Rabbanan who says over there, Kulam Yiharagu. Why? Because there's no fear of any conspiracy theory. Why not? Because who is going to be the one who orchestrates the conspiracy theory? Is it going to be the whom? The Nidon? Reuven? Reuven's in jail. What? Oh, so that's very good. Maybe something along those lines. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Zoom, call Yisrael Mihuksugu. And Reish Lakish will say, I'm going to fit in with the opinion of Rabbanan, who says there's no conspiracy theory. I can't look at Rabbanan awesome. Rabbanan will say they're din over there. The lake of the Kamahadra. But here, there's somebody who's going to go back. That's one thing. Now, you can turn over to page 2 or 1 at the same time. I'm going to read the Gemara inside. But it's important, just if you're an Excel head, if you're a Word head, keep yourself in the Gemara. If you're an Excel head, keep your eye on the table. But it's very important to understand this well. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lacha, Ana Damra Filo Rabbat Yehuda. I am going to say, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says it's a conspiracy. We always like to match up with all the Tanaim. The Amorim like to match up with the Tanaim. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Rabbi Yehudis in the Mishnah says, is this? By the case of the woman, I don't say it's a conspiracy. Why not? Lo kam Rabbi Yehuda Hasum, ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda Hasum. Rabbi Yehuda only says it's over there. Darminan, atu kuli almagabi hani havi kaimi. Couldn't we say that everybody was in Chicago? Remember the way we learned the case? First, Levi and Yehuda come and say, Reuven killed Shimon. Yitzchak Zalman said, you're with us. Then, Beryl and Shmerel say, Reuven killed Shimon. And Yitzchak Zalman say, no, they're with us. Then, another two guys come and say, Reuven killed Shimon. And said, Levi Yehuda say, and Yitzchak Zalman say, no, they're with us. Asks Rabbi Yochanan a very simple question. Can it be that Kuli Alma Gabi Hani Havi Kaim? It could be that everybody's with us at some point. Never, you know, Yitzchak Zalman are not the busiest guys in the world, that they know where everybody is. So it can't be that they shlug. It's a technical impossibility. Therefore, it's an institus. Avahacha, but in our case, by the woman, we can't say that the Edom, the last ones, are lying like the first ones. Hani yad bisedusa. They happen to have known the testimony. Vahani lo yadi bisedusa. And these last people did not know the testimony. So you see here that it comes out very nicely in my little chart. That's Rabbanan on top of page 2. Kulam yaharagu. Everybody is going to get killed because we're not concerned about a conspiracy. But the transition, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it is a conspiracy by the Eid Zomim case. But in the bottom column, we see that both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan could agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Reish Lakish can naturally agree with Rabbi Yehuda because he's always concerned about conspiracy. Rabbi Yochanan could say, that case where Rabbanan say that everybody dies, there's a real reason for a conspiracy. Why? Because who in the world knows where so many people are? 100, 200 people. But in our case, it could be Anadam Rabbi Yehuda. We could even fit with Rabbi Yehuda because the monetary case is different. Ad kan lokam Rabbi Yehuda hasim darmina atu kuli alma gabi hani havi kam, because he has a technical reason why he doesn't agree with Rabbanan over there, which is how in the world is he supposed to know that everybody's there? Aval hacha, but here hani yadu b'sadusa v'hani lo yadu b'sadusa. Here they know about the testimony, and here they don't know about the testimony. Okay, ad kan the Gemara. Now we're going to get into the juices of what's going on. Really try to examine what the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is. Okay, so let's go step by step. There are a number of different issues to deal with here, and we're going to go issue one by one, okay? The first thing is, what does the word istatis mean? So Rashi gives an explanation, which was that it kind of moves you, right? We saw the Rashi here on page 2. Hakaz hazos, kaz shel edus sara. It's an edus that strays, visachihi. That's how they took advice between the two of them. Lahazim is called abad lahayidol. To shlug up means Yitzchak and Zvulun went off the derech and they made a pact. Whoever comes, we're going to shlug up. That's Rashi. The Rif says something interesting. It comes from a different language. It says Yora shel istatim he. This is the dye, some sort of dye which colors you. Shekola nega bo yistar. What the Rif is explaining is that these two Edom, who are sitting there and apostling everybody, they've been colored improperly. It's the color of a dye. And since it's the color of a dye, that's what's called Nogei Bedavar. They're Nogei Bedavar, and that's why they're causing all these people to die, because they somehow believe Reuven in a case they shouldn't. Okay, that's so simple. Number one. Issue number two. What's the case of the Mishnah? I have brainwashed you. I have given you Rashi's case. What's Rashi's case? The way Rashi explains the conspiracy. Rashi says, Bo achir, shehidu alav ke'edus harishonim. So first you have Levi and Yehuda, and Yisrach and Zvulun shlug them up. Then comes Beryl and Shmerel. V'hizimu, elu ashnayim shehizimu es rishonim. Yisrach and Zvulun, who shlugged up Levi and Yehuda, hizimu gam es archonim, they're also going to Zomim, Beryl and Shmerel. Afilu, even if, in Memeya Kitos, even if there are 100 people who come, zuach hazu, v'kaz achas hizimu kulan, and comes along Yisachar and Zvulun, slugs them all up, Yeharagu. Yisachar and Zvulun have tremendous power to kill everybody. That's the opinion of Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel gives a different interpretation, which is the way I understood the Mishnah initially, but comes with other problems. And that is what I call the ping-pong conspiracy. What's the ping-pong conspiracy? Let's do it outside, then we'll do it inside. Let's do it inside, then we'll do it outside. Boa Cherim, come along, two people. Comes along, Reuven's accused of killing Shimon. Comes along, Levi and Yehuda, and testify that Reuven killed Shimon. Comes along, Yisrach and Zvulun, say no. Levi and Yehuda with us. Boa Cherim, v'hizimu ha'edim. Boa Cherim, v'hizimu ha'mezimim. But comes along, Beryl and Shmerel, and say, hey, how could it be, Yisrach and Zvulun, that you're claiming that Levi and Yehuda were with you in Chicago? Yisachar Zvulun, you were with us in Los Angeles. Oh, so how could you undo the testimony of Levi and Yehuda? Ubo Ora Cherim, then comes along who? Then comes along Bill and Ted, and say, Beryl, Shmerel, you can't testify about Yisachar and Zvulun that they weren't in Chicago and they were in Los Angeles, because you're with us in Pittsburgh. According to the Chum, everybody dies.
Why? Should be every other.
Why?
Because so the first second pair are Amazim, that means the first pair are telling the truth.
Yeah, but what was?
Like why do we still continue to believe them even if they were?
Because let's go. Let's just use cities, right? People who said they were in Chicago, they should be put to death. Because what they want to do?
Right, but once
what they want to do
yeah,
to,
they want,
to,
they
to
kill the
yeah. Leader. Now let's move on. But you weren't in Chicago; you were in LA. So what did LA do? We just believe the last one. It's the Chiddush of Eid Zomim.
Yeah, but why? I agree with it. At least the first one.
Because
the
Chiddush of Eid Zomim is we always believe the last one. So in each individual case.
But the last one aren't being Mazim, any of the other ones in front of them. They're being only the one in front
and
of
that's
them.
That's why they
and
get
then
killed.
Flip.
And the first
that,
one, and the
when they came, when they came, what was their goal?
Yeah, but the first ones might be correct.
That's the Chiddush of Eid Zomim, 100%. Yisachar and Zvulun might be the guys. Poor Levi. Levi.
Yisachar and Zvulun are the first ones that are really the guys that might be wrong.
But maybe am I right? So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Oh no, how can I kill anybody?" That's Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
So it's conspiracy theory.
The one in front of you.
See, this is Rabbeinu Chananel. It's an interesting way of looking at the case. It makes it much harder. So Rabbeinu Chananel, kulam yamusu. They all die. The last guy's right until they get slugged up.
That's how you keep it from
telling you. Nachin Huzan. This whole thing is ridiculous. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have the following problem. There's a concept called Eidus She'i Atayachol Nazima. We never accept testimony from somebody if their testimony can't be zomimed. One of the criterias of successful testimony is that it needs to have the opportunity to be shlugged up. So Levi and Yehuda are star witnesses. If they come and there's no way that they could be zomimed, we do not take their testimony into account. Why not? So there's two opinions. This will be this next sugya. This will be in three sugyas from now. We're going to get to the sugya. We're going to discuss in great detail. But one of the opinions is because we want Levi and Yehuda to know when they're coming forward, if you're not honest, look what could happen to you.
How's there no way to be zomimed?
What's that?
How is it? What's
so, for example, one case the Gemara in Chulin tells us, Sanhedrin Ayin Ches Amid Aleph, is let's say Levi and Yehuda testify against that Reuven killed Shimon. And it turns out Shimon is a treifa. Now, if Reuven, since Reuven is killing what's called the Gavra Ketila, if they're testifying as Reuven the killer is a treifa, right? So they're not, the Edom are not coming to kill Reuven because Reuven is literally a dead man walking. So therefore, even if people come and zomim against Levi and Yehuda for saying that Reuven killed, we wouldn't put them to death because they're not putting Reuven to death by saying that Reuven killed Shimon because Reuven is already dead. So therefore, it's an Edus She'iyata Yecholazim. You have cases like that all the time where...
Can you accept an Eidus of somebody who's a dead man?
No.
Walking?
No.
So there's irrelevant. No way of... Exactly.
Right, because there's an Eidus, because of that technical problem, Eidus Yer Tiyachal Azim. So now, listen to what the Kash of the Rabban is. E Kash Elach, V'i Kash Elach of Yehuda, Dekamar Ein Mekablan Hazama, Shal Kash Revius. We don't accept the fourth group. Im Kein Kash Lishis Nami Eidusa Batla. So it's like this. Listen to this Kash. Let's just use... We're going to go just make the Shvat and the Edom. Reuven and Shimon are the first group. Levi and Yehuda said Chicago. Yisachar Zvulun say Los Angeles. And the next and the last group, Bill and Ted, say Pittsburgh. So we don't listen to Bill and Ted because that would be an istatis, right? Which means when Yisachar and Zvulun come, they can't be zomimed. Why not? Because if Bill and Ted come as the last group,
that's the maximum.
So the third guy knows he's got a free shot at killing the second group. Last man in, sort of. So they're Eidush Iyatei Cholazima. So if they're an Eidush Iyatei Cholazima, then we shouldn't believe them either. And guess what?
if we can't believe Yisachar and Zvulun when they say Los Angeles, we shouldn't believe Levi and Yehuda when they're in Chicago, because they can't be zomim. And then you shouldn't believe the first Edus in the general, because guess what? They can't be zomim. Yeah, and I'll say even better. Say even more. There's a famous kasha my uncle asked me when I was in sixth grade. My uncle asked me this kasha in sixth grade, and I'm learning Edim Zomim, and you know, I didn't really care, but my uncle wanted to engage me. I never forgot this kasha. Maybe it was ninth grade, but it was sometime before I cared. He asked me, how is there Edus ever? Let's take this question to infinity of the Ramban, right? You come and you testify. So you have the ability to be zomimed, but let's say you are zomimed. And then somebody zomims the zomims, and somebody zomims the zomims, and so on and so forth. Eventually, what's going to happen? We're going to run out of people.
Which means
the last guy can't be zomimed, which means the next to last guy, if you do an equation, will be infinity minus one, infinity minus two. So how in the world is there Edus in general? This is not my... This is my uncle's kasha. I saw this kasha for the first time this year at the Sefer Shmuel Rozovsky and the Sefer Makis. I never called my uncle to tell him, so I'm going to send him... So after this year is over, I'm going to send him the recording. I have a teretz. Or at least I don't have a teretz, so Shmuel has a teretz. Let's see the Ramban, and based on this Ramban, we'll be able to answer the Veltz kasha. It's called the Veltz... That's what he said it. It's the world's... That's what he said in the footnotes. He said you can answer the world's kasha. It's a kasha. So it says the Ramban. Lafisha the kashni and nami eno bizomin zomin kedamin and perik velo nisrofin v'yesh lomar. You ready? Shiny hasam the et edus yate chalzimo. There's different. The lo mekayme aleho hazama. You never accepted upon yourself hazama. Afagab the itzim bevada. Even though you've been zoomed or zomin, certainly. Aval hacha. But here, mishum chshasha be'alma. This is merely a concern. It's not that you've been zomamed and it can't be. Here there's only a concern that there's too much going on. The mevatlin sadusa, that we're going to nullify witnesses. The ilu yade kushta kamrai. But somehow, even in the conspiracy theory, if we knew for sure it was the truth, mekamele hazama, we would fulfill hazama. Elakevin de mebalbala sadusa, since all the witnesses got messed up, kulehai, therefore mevatlin lahula kulem mafre, we retroactively slug them up. So the way I wrote Reb Shmuel in my notes, I want to read straight from my notes. I don't want to mess this up. I've been waiting 20 years to answer this question. So Reb Shmuel Zofsky says the following. Says like this. The case of the Hedge is different because the testimony can never be zoomed because that is the nature of the case. Here, it's not the nature of the case that says he can't be zooming, but what is it? It's the situation surrounding the case. It's all of the very... It happens to be that so many people came and therefore the whole thing became Mibalbel. You don't have it, you know, it's only mine. It's a teacher's edition. Mibalbel, they all become messed up. That's going to be the cause of why it can't be Zomim. But there, the case of Sanhedrin, what's the case of Sanhedrin? There, if one testifies against the Trefa who committed a murder, the Trefa can't be put to death because he can't be put to death because the Edom Zomim, because I'm not putting the guy to death. That's inherently wrong in the case itself. So there's a very big difference between when we say the words Eidus Shi'atei Chalazima, we don't mean it happens to be that you can't be zomim. No, it happens to be that the nature of the case is when it can't be zomim. If I can say like Dr. Keller, it's an internal problem versus an external problem. External problems, we don't say Eidus Shi'atei Chalazima. That happens to be, it comes out, you can't be killed. But it doesn't define the case. If it defined the case, then you'd get off the hook. But here it's not defining the case, it's the issues surrounding the case. Wow. So now we've entered the Veltz Kasha on for us. Now we understand how we have Edim Zomim in general, we have Edus, it's Baruch Hashem, everything is good. Okay, so that's an interesting understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, the two different ways of understanding Rabbi Yehuda. What would be interesting to understand is understanding Rabbi Yehuda and understanding the parallel machlokas. Okay. But I've duped you again. I've only given you Rashi's opinion, but I want to now understand what is the svara of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a conspiracy theory. We don't believe that. Who don't we believe? So Rashi, I shared with you before. We don't believe all of the Edim that are coming. But the Rif, if you turn the page, he says something very different. The Rif has a number of kashas. What's the Rif's kashas on Rashi? Let's make them parallel. What's the case of the woman? The case of the woman, we don't believe the woman because she keeps bringing Edom that lie. How does Rashi understand the case of... How does Rashi understand the case of the Mishnah? Rashi says, it's not that we don't believe the Nidon. It's not that we don't believe Reuven the murderer. We don't believe all the Edom that are coming. Or we don't believe the Mazimim. We don't. At some point, we stop believing Yisachar and Zvulun after they've slugged up Levin, Yehuda, and Beryl and Shmer. Says the Rif, that's not parallel. What would make it parallel is what? What would make it parallel is if we don't believe if the Nidon. So, either problem before, we said the Nidon's in jail. So somebody pointed out, maybe it's the wife. Maybe it's somebody else. So the Rif says, the Svari here, if you go to the underlying part, I made it easy for you, says the following. Since the first group is not believed already, Levi Yehuda, we no longer take any more testimony. Right, you have that. It's on page 3, the underlying part of the Rif. The Asil Masid Basra, Umishum Hachin Kad Masada Umidzama Loi Katlin Lai. Why? The Lo Karinan Ba Villa Asisam Lo Kasha Zaman Lasas Lachiv. So he says the following the Rif. Comes along, Levin Yehudan testify about Reuven. Dead. They're dead. Before Reuven's dead. Comes along Yisachar and Zvulun and say, Yisachar, Levi and Yehuda, buddy, you were with us in Chicago, we killed Levi and Yehuda. But then comes along another two people and say the Nidon, in fact, did the murder. So now he says Yisachar and Zvulun are coming again. I'm sorry, they could find two new Mezim. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't have to be Levi and Yehuda. It could be two new people. And they say, no. Reuven didn't kill Shimon. You were with us also in Chicago. Two new people. Right? So now what the Rif is saying is, somebody is out there, is paying to save Reuven's life. So, all of a sudden, it comes out that we don't believe those two new Mezimim, and therefore, since we wouldn't believe two new Mezimim, even if two guys come off the street and say Reuven killed Shimon, we don't believe them.
Why don't you say the opposite?
No.
Why don't you say that someone's out there paying to get Reuven killed?
Oh, so I think there is somebody who says that. I think there
then
is something
said. Then you have the Edom that are coming. That
and there's Zomim. But then Zomim should be believed.
Okay.
Should we believe the Zomim then if that would be the case? We should believe the second group. Right, but we don't say that. So therefore we can't say like that. Meaning, if you're right, if we would say the Zomim, then you're right. But since we don't say that, you can't say that. So it comes out now that we keep putting people, we don't put anybody to death, because if so many people want to come and kill Reuven, that's a conspiracy out to get Reuven. You could say that. Therefore, since we wouldn't kill Reuven, if they get zomamed, meaning the new witnesses coming to kill Reuven, we wouldn't put them to death. Because, why not? Because they, since their witnesses, their testimony wouldn't kill Reuven, we don't kill the witnesses when they come and testify. Fascinating stuff here. So this is what the Rif, this is how the Rif learns the whole thing.
Get on Rashi. Rashi's just playing off the Gemara later, where it says that people are going after witnesses, and one case is not. But where Rish Lakish tries to line himself up with the Rabbana. That's Rish Lakish as far as the Rashi.
Yeah, but if you Rashi in the Mishnah is very clear that and the Rif is bothered by this. So since the Rif, at least we're learning the Rif according to Rashi, and it's clear in the Rashi in the Mishnah that the Rif, the Rashi is learning it. It's coming from the Edom of the problem, not the Nidon or the person Reuven, the Reuven or Shimon in our case. Okay, so this seems to be the opinion of the Rif. Okay, so now the question is, the Rif is still, there's still some problems we got with the Rif. What are the problems we got with the Rif? So yeah. So let's see what the problems. The Balmor is two kashas on the Rif. Balmor is number one. Why one time? You learned Daf Yomi a couple days ago. Chazaka is minimally two, according to Rebbe. Most people say three. Where's the Chazaka here? Right? And in the case of the Issa, the case of the woman, there was two times. Here's only one. And again, if we're parallel, remember, the Rif is saying it's parallel. We're saying the woman is the same as the Nidon, right? So that's number one. And according to the conclusion of the Gemara, the first group, if they survived, wouldn't be killed, right? Maybe we said, what did we say in the conclusion of the Gemara? We said, oh, the first group, we wouldn't kill them. They happen to be dead already, right? Remember when we started this year? But the Baal Moreh, according to the Rif, we should still kill the first group because we accepted their testimony at the time, and therefore Kasha Zama applies. Meaning, when Levi Yehuda initially came, what would have happened to Reuven had nothing else happened, Reuven would have been killed. Everybody else, Reuven wouldn't have been killed. And therefore, we don't kill them for being Zomim. But now that Levi and Yehuda have been zomimed, right? And we assume that they were brought by Reuven. So why don't we kill Levi and Yehuda? Even if they survived. The Gemara says, what? What does the Gemara say? The only reason why we kill Levi and Yehuda is because they're dead already. But now, and if the whole reason why we're not killing anybody is because they wouldn't have killed Reuven, but Levi and Yehuda would have killed Reuven with their testimony. So now we should kill Levi and Yehuda when they've been zomimed. Oh, so let's see the Baal Mor inside. Mash, so actually go to the Vizab Parish Eno Nachem Beinin. Yeah, it is cold in here. You can put on your jacket. So if you go to, you see four lines into the Baal Mor, he says that he doesn't like this approach. Number one, the Adkan Leikam Reish Lakash Huchsukazu Ela betrays him. The Reish Lakash normally requires two times to have a chazaka. The Asisade Vishtaker, that witnesses will come and lie. The Asisade Vishtaker, that more witnesses will come and lie. Aval Bechazim, the Bechaz Rishona Loyamar. But if it was just one group that came, we wouldn't say this. Vim came. And therefore, how the loke Rebbe with loke Rishbak. Therefore, now comes out the riff is not like Rebbe or Shimon Gamliel, which we just saw in the Daf Yomi. That's got to be two or three times. There's nobody person in the world who says a chazaka less than two times.
What does chazaka have to do with
this? Because, okay, how does Riff learn? Reuven, there's an accusation that Reuven killed Shimon. So we have one group who says, oh, look, Reuven killed Shimon, right? We assume Shimon, we wanted Reuven dead. So then the Edzomim come and say, then we have new what happened. Then we have people who say that Reuven. Second group that says that Reuven didn't do it. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. What was your question?
We're trying to say
the only reason why we're not going to kill Reuven with the second or third group is because Reuven's established. There's somebody who out there trying, like you said, there's somebody out there trying to kill Reuven, and it's established after one time. And therefore, the reason why they're not zomamed is not because...
You don't even accept the second group.
Right, we don't accept the second group. Why don't we accept the second group? Mm-hmm. So the Baal Mor asks, that's question number one. Question number two. Vote. Imkain, Kimosha Pirish, like we explained, Al Ma'amrin and Megamara, is the Tisizu, Afilu Kas Rishonah, Nami Lo. Even the first group you don't kill, Vukim, that we said, it happens to be Shekhad Bavargo, Halav Hachi, what's with Afilu Kas Rishonah, Ain't an Air, I guess. Even the first group wouldn't be killed. The time of Shabbat, the logic of Rabbi is Kimosha Pirish, like the Riff explains, that my Kas Rishonah, Ain't an Air, I guess. Why shouldn't the first group be killed? Havade Lo Zizama, if Levi and Yehuda weren't zomamed, Kas Rishonah, Vekadlina, Puma, the first group would have been killed based on their testimony. Oh, so Gevaldik. So comes along the Melchamas. Comes along the Holy Ramban. And he's going to make sense of this whole sugya, and here we're going to answer it. The Ritva gives a duchik answer. The Ritva says the case of the lady, it was also a problem after one time, but the case only came through after two times. Okay, so generally one wouldn't be a problem. Whatever. Let's understand the Ramban.
So the Baal, just go through the Baal Mor again?
Yeah.
The Baal Mor says what?
Two kashas. Number one, it takes more than once to make a chazak. Why once stout? And the second question, really stark kasha, is we're killing Levi and Yehuda. We wouldn't kill Levi and Yehuda. The presumption of the Gemara is the only reason why we killed Levi and Yehuda is because they're already dead. But had Levi and Yehuda been alive at the time the conspiracy came out, we wouldn't kill Levi and Yehuda. Why not? Levi and Yehuda's testimony would have killed Reuven.
Well, that didn't get resolved. It was left as a kasha then.
We haven't resolved it. No, the Baal Mor didn't answer either of them. The Ramban answers them.
No, the Gemara didn't resolve that. What's this? We're trying to understand what the Mishnah means.
So that's
the Gemara left that as a kasha.
Very good. So that's only a havamina of the Gemara. That's not the maskana. That's the way that some people answer. Very good. The Ramban just says something that has a lot of lumdus to it, and I think that's very exciting. And the Ramban, see, thank God for the Masifta. Anyway, I always say anybody could be a little bit of a Talmud Chacham, but the Ramban here in the Melchamas is always difficult to read. But the Ramban says like this. Let's look at the underlying parts. Elashani Hasam. If there's only one group, they're not liars. By a chasha, we don't pasul the edus. Edim zomimin and hachasha are fundamentally different. Zomim is a chiddush. It's not a chasha. Like by a chasha, I'm going to continue. My chasha is some chesahani, some chani. Why do we believe the first group, believe the second group? It's all the same. Even to testify, they can go after his camera. Nobody's puzzled. Right? Now by the underline. Even though they weren't zomamed, and they weren't accepted, the third one, by the case woman, there's already like, ooh, it smells, let's say. That's also the din by zomim. Mekim de itzim kamai. Since the first group is zomimed, umehemdilu, who we believe them lebasrai, shemina osam haTorah. The Torah believes the zomim. Is chazik man de maizlu b'shakre. The chazaka is the one who lied. Hoel v'hivi pam achas edim shkarim. Since they brought once people who lied, hilchach lo mekablinatzu sadusa basrai. We're not going to believe anybody after. What is he really saying? If I could sum up the Ramban in a couple of words, but the Ramban is saying like this. Eidim Zomim is different than Eidei Achash. Eidei Achash, we have Trey. Two people come and they say it's red, the other one says it's blue. That's, we don't know who to believe. Eid Zomim, the Torah gave credibility to the final Eidim. If Levi and Yehuda come and testify that Reuven killed Shimon, and Yisachar and Zvulun said Levi and Yehuda with us in Chicago, the Torah gave, the Chiddush of Eid Zomim is, we always believe the last group. We always believe the last group. And because we always believe the last group, therefore, it's a fundamentally different kind of case. And therefore, what comes out, according to the Ramban, that you can't compare it to the case of Issus in total. It's just a dimyon of a comparison. It's just a point of comparison. Because the case of the woman is what? That's a case of Hachasha. And our case is Hazama, where the rules of Chazaka don't apply, because the Torah specifically went out of its way to give believability to the last group. So since we did that, that's different than 2 and 2. By Zomim, we believe the second group. But by Achasha, we merely don't accept the first group. Here, we're believing the first group. But after that, that's all the Torah has given. The Torah has only given believability to that first. And once it's gone beyond that, now is it Tzizu, and we no longer believe it. So that's what the Ramban is pointing out over here. The Ramban is pointing out that there's no chazaka. He says like this: Achshona hadavar legabe hazama shemina hatorah le'edim achronim velo l'rishonim. Therefore, even if they're not zomim, only one group, they're already muksuk that the nidon is off the hook. So now you could keep bringing more people; it doesn't matter already. The case is over. It's such strong believability. You understand that? When Reuven, that Levin Yehuda come and say Reuven killed Shimon, come on Yisachar and Zvulun, and say no. Shimon was Levin Yehuda with us in Chicago. So now the Ramban is telling us that the Torah gave such credibility to Yisachar and Zvulun that not only do we not believe Levin Yehuda, we kill them, but now Reuven is off the hook permanently, and anybody who comes and tries to accuse Reuven is a liar, and we don't believe them anymore.
Wow. So according to that, back to Eidish Yatzach Lazim. So another Chiddush of Eid Zomim is that when you come and testify in Mazim, another pair of Edom, your testimony is by definition Yatzach Yachol Azim, because nobody can come
nobody
after you.
Nobody comes after you. That's it. It's all over.
That's another part of the Chiddush.
Yeah. It's a huge Chiddush. So that's today the Ramban, and that Chiddush of Eid Zomim. And the Gemara says in many places, Eid Zomim Chiddush doesn't fit the normal rules. And the Ramban piggybacks here, and he says, that's it. We no longer accept it. That's the Masifta's interpretation of the Ramban. Okay. Everybody should have a wonderful Sunday. It's a great way to start the day. Thank you for allowing me to learn. Baruch Hashem.